I thought I'd do something a little bit different this week for the mini episode. My most recent conversation ran a little long because me and the guest were having a fun time just kind of catching up and chatting, and he asked me a question about the sort of decision-making process as it relates to what is sort of acceptable as an album to cover for the podcast. And that sort of turned into a bit of a conversation about the whole decision-making process behind the podcast. And I thought it was fun, so I thought that I would just kind of crop it out and include it as a sort of bonus for this week's mini episode. And after that conversation, I will be back to tell you what it was that me and that guest actually listened to and will be featuring on next week's episode. So enjoy my conversation with my buddy Wesley as we get into sort of the nitty-gritty of what I think is sort of, for lack of a better term, worth covering on the show. So here it is.
Actually, can I ask you a question, Mike?
Absolutely.
When people decide to pick the albums, do you have any restrictions? I mean, what in terms of it actually being that, what are the, like, could someone pick an album from SoundCloud or could they pick a musical?
Okay, this is a very interesting conversation. SoundCloud, I don't know. I would prefer that they be like properly released albums that are more widely available on that listeners would have more widely available access to. So I do prefer things that are, you know, released as albums. That being said, I don't really, for the most part, have any restrictions. I had somebody say to me, I was kind of thinking that maybe like maybe a movie soundtrack, but I don't know if you would want to do that. I said, of course I would. I think actually, like, there's something to be said about a movie soundtrack. I would be very interested in doing a movie soundtrack, and I would 100% do musicals. I grew up, very much in not in musical theater myself, but like as part of musical theater, going and seeing shows. I'd have to have my mom on though. I would talk with my mom about like Les Mis, for example, you know?
I think I know one person that would probably could potentially, if the idea was pitched them, to do it. Jesus Christ Superstar. I mean, okay. That'd be quite.
All right. I do actually really love that that show specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's best. I'm happy to have those conversations, especially because they are really singular pieces of work. That's
yes.
I wouldn't want to do like a band's greatest hits record. Do you know what I mean? Because that's just a collection of singles that, you know what I mean? And they're thrown on a CD together and just sold. It wasn't constructed as an album, if that makes sense. Less care goes into that, especially because the artists often aren't involved. It's a collection of all the singles that they've ever released, and they put it on and they call it a greatest hits. Well, that's not, I mean, it's more something that a record company does. It's not so much something that like an artist does. So right. I'm more interested in albums, especially too, because albums are a great way to discover other songs by people that you may not realize you like as much as you do. Cause you only know the song that was on the radio. And then you listen to the album and you go, man, there's three other songs on here that I love and I never heard before, you know? So that's why I really enjoy experiencing things in that way. And the podcast itself as well gives me an opportunity to kind of get exposed to other music that I wouldn't necessarily otherwise go and seek out myself, because people come to me and say, I want to do this. And that's what's really fun about that. Yeah.
I just
so that's my answer.
No, I mean, that's great. I mean, I didn't think about that last point about, because when I think about alongside of when you asked me what I wanted to do, I also kept in mind about if the possibility of if you had heard of it before, you know, not necessarily about purely what I wanted, no matter if you had heard about it or not.
Yeah. So no, and that's something I really enjoy. I've already had a few albums that were that were brand new to me, including In Utero, it was relatively new to me as an album. I knew songs off of it. I didn't know all of it.
Saying that at that time the singles stood up the most. Previously.
Yeah, but I didn't. I there were songs on there that I had never heard before.
Great.
Yeah. So, So it's been a really great way to discover music.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know, as I'm saying this whole thing about compilations, though, you know, the one thing that I am not acknowledging is that earlier in this conversation, I did talk about my affinity for ABBA Gold, and that is a compilation. That is a compilation record. So well, I think I have put my foot in my mouth.
I think it's I didn't want to because I think that's kind of separate, just because I think for it to qualify, I think it's because it has to be a compilation that, you know, sometimes like old songs would come out because of, I don't know, it was on a soundtrack or whatever, and it started to chart again after I don't know how many years.
And well, I think, that's the story of Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen, right? With Wayne's World.
Oh, right. Yes. With Wayne's World. Yes. Yeah. Of course. And I think what ABBA Gold, I mean, people don't, well, like when they talk about like a best hits of someone, you'll see the best hits of this, best hits of something. When people say ABBA Gold, even though it's a compilation, they know what you're talking
that
about.
That is like, true. It is
not just any is, compilation.
Yeah, it is a release that is widely known. And so, you know, here's the thing I will say. I have not drawn up any kind of set rules, and I think that the person on the other end of the conversation is free to make their argument as to why they want to do a particular release. And so it's on me to listen to their argument, and then we move forward. And I'm probably almost never going to say no. Right?
Well, I can't remember that episode when someone brings up. I say this, it sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke. Running with Scissors, Weird Al Yankovic.
You know what? Yeah. Because there's like, our episode ended like how long ago, but we're still talking. And the question is, do I leave this all in? I think I might. Because I'd be open to doing a Weird Al. Absolutely. That's that stuff is very formative to like somebody like me when I was like a little kid, right? I love, and I just probably discovered some other bands because of Weird Al. Going to be the weird thing, you know? I don't think I knew the Red Hot Chili Peppers versions of songs when I heard the Weird Al version. And then I discover, oh, okay, Under the Bridge is like its own thing.
I think like, you know, when he does his polkas on his albums, it almost becomes a game. Like, you know, when you listen to Girl Talk, oh, which song was that he just did right now?
Name that tune almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. And he is like, he's not someone to, I don't think he's someone to kind of scoff at. He takes his work very seriously. As goofy as it all is, he takes it seriously. And there's a really great New York Times article that came out a year and a half, 2 years ago, about Weird Al, and it's very interesting. He's very meticulous. He will kind of fuss over lyrics to a point where it's just like he'll overthink them to the point where it's just like, is saying this word instead of that word, is that funnier or not? You know, like he's like really takes his time.
Yeah, really takes. He takes his funny seriously.
Yes. Is he
the music version of Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think we're good.
Yeah. How do you feel? I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Really enjoyed this, yeah. Well, you're welcome to come back on anytime. Think about some other albums you might want to do, and then we can certainly have those conversations, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for coming, Wesley.
All right. You're welcome.
So I really hope that you enjoyed me and Wesley's little chat there. And you're probably wondering, well, what album did they talk about? And I'm really excited about this one. It was a lot of fun to do. Wesley reached out and he had, he struggled a little bit deciding what to cover. And ultimately I got a text from him that said, okay, I made a decision. I want to cover Body Talk Part 1 by Robin. And I was admittedly a little surprised. I wasn't sure what he was going to want to cover, but when he said he wanted to cover that, I was actually kind of excited because it's a fantastic album and it was a lot of fun to talk about. So join us next week when you'll be listening to Body Talk Part 1 by Robin with my special guest, Wesley Hernandez. Until then, thanks for listening.